Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 202, You're Okay, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the blogcast, podcast, and audio blog, all three rolled into one. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who has never seen The Wizard of Oz. And I mentioned some other things I've never seen in yesterday's episode, which I will not mention again because sometimes it makes people mad. Anyway, I'm back with a post from Mark Manson. But before we get into it, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalist tomorrow to a random email subscriber. So if you want to be entered, you need to be on my mailing list by today. You can join really quick by texting the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join there. And I'll leave it at that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. You're Okay, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Quote, relax, you're okay, unquote. I find myself wanting to write this at least 5 times a day in reply to reader emails. I rarely do, or if I do, I'm sure to add some explanation or a few useful ideas. But the point remains, what a lot of people now identify as quote-unquote major life problems are really the natural ebbs and flows of life. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, and for some reason we seem to have forgotten that that's okay. The conundrum. Let's say you have low self-esteem and a general self-loathing about yourself. You believe everything you do sucks and that you're more or less screwed in life. Wanting to stop believing such things only serves as more evidence of how screwed up you are. After all, if you weren't such a fuck up, you wouldn't have to spend all day wishing you didn't feel like a fuck up, would you? It's a catch-22. In external aspects of one's identity, desire is useful. Want to run faster? Set a goal, then go out and achieve it. Want to start a business? There are measurable benchmarks you can reach. You just have to want it enough. But want to stop being anxious and stop procrastinating on those goals? Well, then wanting to stop being anxious about them is likely to just make you more anxious. The challenge of self-acceptance. Self-acceptance is the way out of the conundrum, but it's counterintuitive. Paradoxically, accepting that you're just not a confident person and you're always going to feel a little off around other people will begin to make you feel more comfortable and less anxious around others. You won't judge yourself, and you'll then feel less judged by them as well. Accepting that you have a tendency to get depressed and that some people are just happier than you and that's fine will, ironically, make you a happier person and more accepting person. After all, some of the most important people in history were depressives. Many of us are inundated with so much information at all hours of the day that it's easy to get a skewed vision of society. Everyone else is fit. Everyone else is happy. Everyone else is successful. Everyone else is getting dates and having sex, but for some reason, you're not. What sells TV time and what gets passed around the internet are the exceptional situations, the easy solutions, the magic pills for perfection. It's human nature to always look for perfection or for something greater and better than ourselves. But when you're presented with something greater and better than yourself over and over and over again, all hours of the day, all days of the week, it's easy to internalize that there's something wrong with you. Ironically, the self-help industry is a culprit here as well. You can eliminate all sadness and fear. You can be popular and loved by everyone. Anyone can get rich and be successful and retire to a beach at age 35. It's just not true. We're all flawed creatures, and that's okay. I've come to accept that meeting new people is always going to take conscious effort for me. I've improved drastically in conquering my social anxiety over the years, but I'm just never going to be that naturally gregarious type who can talk to everyone in a room without thinking about it. That's just not me. I've accepted that even though my relationship with my family has improved a lot in the past 10 years, it's never going to be great, and that's fine. I've learned that commitments, romantic or otherwise, will always make me a little bit uncomfortable. I've worked hard and overcome a lot of my irrational fears surrounding it, but I'm just never going to feel completely at ease with it, and that's okay too. I'm okay. I get a lot of emails from readers, and a lot of them, particularly the younger people, lament problems that are so completely normal and healthy that I sometimes don't even know what to say to them. Most people get depressed at some point in their lives. Most people get dumped at some point and struggle getting over their ex. Most people feel insecure about their sexuality at some point. Everyone has family problems. Many people grow up in abusive situations. Tons of people have low self-esteem and dependency issues. Almost everybody wishes they were more successful and more motivated. These things suck, but they're not new, and they're definitely not unique. Don't get me wrong, this is not an excuse to do nothing about your problems. It just means that you should stop trying to be perfect. You never will be. Emotional issues never completely go away. There's an old Buddhist adage, quote, "You are already perfect as you are, yet you can always be better," unquote. Perfection is not some endpoint you achieve, but rather the process of improvement itself. No matter how much you improve yourself and your life, there will always be room for more growth and less suffering. There's no final goal. The perfect self we all envision does not actually exist. As Gertrude Stein said, quote, "There's no there," unquote. It never ends. What changes is your acceptance of your place in the process. Quote, "I suck at this, but that's okay. As long as I'm working on it, it's okay," unquote. Perfection is the process of improvement itself. Perfection is the innate drive for endless expansion, growth, and completion. We're already there, and we've always been there. We're okay. We can be better, but we're okay. You just listened to the post titled "You're Okay" by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay. And if you'd like me to be better than okay, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. You'll get 3 or more spreadsheets to help you optimize your life. One comes with a video tutorial that I made just for you. And you'll be entered to win the book Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by The Minimalists tomorrow. But to be entered, you need to sign up by today. Although if you miss it, you'll still be in the raffle to win a month from now, plus any other books I plan to give away in the meantime. So again, come by oldpodcast.com, or you can simply text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. And it's almost Friday, so hang in there. Remember, you're okay. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.